The gospel today in Matthew chapters 5, verse 17 to 37 tells us that not to be limited by the letter of the law, but to really visit the heart or the spirit of the law. Many of us are daunted by the commandments of God, the laws of God. But you see, the laws of God are not meant to be a burden. They are not meant to be a burden. In fact, in the first letter of John, chapter 5, verse 3, it says that the law is not a burden. And it should not be a burden. Why? Because the law is the sign of the covenant relationship with God. It's a sign of the covenant relationship with God. So that, one, when you keep the law, you actually keep your covenant relationship with God. As simple as that. Because at the heart of the law is the covenant. The covenant. Remember, the Torah, the law, is God's covenant to the people of Israel. And God made that covenant with Israel so that Israel will follow the ways of God. When God has chosen the people of Israel, God has chosen a people that will belong to Him. Truly, a people of God. Okay? Second, the law of God, the new law of God, is written in the heart of man. It is written in the heart of man. You will find that in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 31. Very easy to remember. Just as Sirach chapter 15, verse 15 is also easy to remember, which tells us that if you choose to keep the law, they will save you. If you choose to keep the law, they will save you. The law will save you. You see, there are people who have canned hearts. What is a canned heart? A canned heart is a heart that is close to others, where there is no love that goes out from the heart. True, it's not hurt. True, that it's not disturbed. But the problem is, that heart does not have life. Why? Because it does not have life, love. When the heart does not have love, that heart will not have life. And another problem with that is, when the heart does not love, that heart does not know God, because God is love. God is love. We pray using Psalm 51, verse 12. Create a clean heart in me, O God, because it is in the heart that the commandments of God rests. Since it is a kind heart, what do we need? We need a can opener. We need an abrelata in Spanish. And what is our can opener? God should be the can opener of our canned hearts. It is only God that can open it in order that the spirit of the law will be there in our life. You see, there are many people who say that if religion does not do anything to our temper, it has not done much to our soul. Remember that. Second, there are people who say that they love God, and yes, and still, they hurt people. There are people who are prayerful, but can be so arrogant and can be so uncharitable. I would like you to bring this when you go out today. Before you talk about your faith, be sure that you're able to talk about the gentleness of your soul. Because if that soul does not have the gentleness, if that heart does not have the gentleness of God, whatever comes in our heart will not be what God wants. It is in the heart that our intentions, our motivations, our actions, and our thoughts come from. That is why there is that saying, ex abundantia cordis os loquitur. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Let our hearts speak of the gentleness of our Creator, of our God. And I can guarantee you, you will know the commandments and the laws of God by heart.